Today, relief workers from around the world are rushing to the city of Bim in southeast Iran to help thousands of victims of yesterday's earthquake. Up to now, it's been hard to say even how many people may have died. We'll start our coverage with Farhad Pouladi, who's a reporter for Agence France-Presse in Tehran, where he's following the story. And let's start with the basic question here. Do we have any better idea of the scale of this disaster?
Well, they were giving some figures out. The highest was 20,000 people dead and 30,000 injured. But then later on, the Ministry of Interior said that that figure is not valid. The most recent one was just out of the television, state television, which said 5,500 people were buried in the city of Bam. The city itself housed about 90,000 people before the earthquake. And the local officials and the state officials are saying that 70 to 80% of the city has been devastated.
I know that you've been speaking by telephone with people on the ground in the city of Bim. Are you hearing stories of survivors being pulled out of the wreckage?
Sniffer dogs that were brought by the Iranian army and the foreign rescue workers managed to get 20 people out of rubble alive.
20 people? In what condition were they?
As you know, the earthquake happened very early in the morning where most of the people were asleep. So once the people got out, most of them were wearing their pajamas and all the mud and bricks on their head and on their bodies. They were covered with dust.
These are people who are living in houses that are built in some degree the same way that the houses have been built there for thousands of years. These heavy but
more
not...
More or less, probably with bricks and mortar and stuff like that, but not concrete.
Very heavy construction, but not necessarily very solid construction.
Oh, the highest building there was around 2 or 3 story high, not much. But they didn't abide by any quake standards.
And what kind of help is most urgently needed now?
Most urgently what is needed is foodstuff and body bags and disinfected for the dead, and the foodstuff, especially canned food and bottled water for the survivors. And, of course, blanket. Blanket is mostly needed also.
Very basic things. Does this suggest that the Iranian government is prepared or was prepared for this sort of disaster?
No, Iran is on what they call it an earthquake area. But with this magnitude, no, it wasn't prepared. No.
Farhad Pouladi is a reporter for Agence France-Presse in Tehran. Thanks very much.
Thank you.